Joining me now is Jean Dariotis, president of America's Blood Centers, an international network of local nonprofit community blood centers. Good morning.
Good morning.
When people say there is only a two-day supply, what does that mean and why is it not sufficient?
Well, we come up with a number of what we think will meet the ongoing need on a daily basis, and we create a buffer for ourselves so that if there is some major trauma or a major surgery, that we will be able to weather that. And normally we aim for 3 to 5 days. So when you're at 2 days, that means it doesn't take much to pull down your inventories, where hospitals will then have to think about canceling surgeries or who gets the next blood transfusion. So we're not in crisis, but we're in a very precarious situation.
But after a disaster, isn't it the case that people generally, you know, rush over to donate blood?
They do. We certainly saw that last year on 9/11. But the real problem is that blood is only good 42 days, and if there has to be an ongoing stock of blood on the shelf at all times. And a one-time donor at a disaster is not enough to meet the public's needs for health care.
Well, how about this? Is it possible that the government has gone so far in restricting the country's blood supply to the point that it is endangering more people than it is protecting?
I don't know whether, you know, it's hard for me to say that. Certainly that's a quick and easy answer to the problem right now. I think that we're also seeing that blood use is up around the country, and we have more need to meet, and we're facing a time of year when donors are more difficult to find. And we certainly haven't found that message yet that convinces the American public that they should be blood donors. We have too few people giving blood.
Are you convinced that there's enough scientific evidence to keep people who've spent more than 6 months in Europe from donating blood?
I don't feel like I'm in a position to make that decision. I certainly trust the FDA that they've looked at this very carefully. There has been some new evidence talking in sheep models that support that blood may be a means of transmitting CJD.
CJD?
CJD is... A new variant CJD is the scientific term for what people call mad cow disease.
How about other ways to protect the blood supply besides limiting who can donate? For instance, couldn't the blood be screened even more effectively than it already is?
Well, we screen pretty carefully now. I think we have the risk of HIV infection is down to about 1 in 2 million is the estimate. So we're doing quite a bit. The problem is with new variant CJD or the mad cow, the prion, that there's not a test for it yet. There is no test that we can do. So you have to put into place deferrals or questions that will help you identify people that might be at risk. So the blood supply can't depend just on testing.
So what are we looking at in the future? I mean, the U.S. has attempted to protect its blood supply over this last 20 years, and it seems like new dangers keep presenting themselves.
Well, I think that's true. There have always been risks. We always talk about there's risks in everything we do. I think there are enough other issues with blood transfusions that aren't being looked at that probably are a bigger risk to the public. There's a lot of talk now about identification errors inside hospitals, and certainly blood is one of those products that have to be carefully identified. If there's a mistake, a death can occur. There's risks of bacterial contamination in blood products that are a higher risk right now than are HIV or other diseases people most worry about. And the blood industry is starting to concentrate heavily on those issues. We call those kind of the non-infectious risks of transfusion. So we think there's a lot that can be done to protect the public, where it's not necessarily testing the blood, but looking at safer ways to make a transfusion happen in a hospital.
Just a last question. How often can a donor donate blood?
A donor can give every 56 days, and there's new technology now in some blood centers where donors can give 2 units of red cells at one time, and then they have to wait twice that long. I think the problem is when the call goes out for donations and we say we need blood donors, most of the public doesn't identify themselves as a blood donor, and they don't say, hey, that's me, I should go in and help. They think, oh, someone else will do it, and we need to get past that where everyone knows that donating blood is their responsibility. And if blood is not on the shelf, then we won't be able to save lives.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Renee.
Jean Dariotis is president of America's Blood Centers, an international network of local nonprofit community blood centers. She's also president of the Southeastern Community Blood Center in Tallahassee.